Well, I got a couple events I want to talk about that we're kind of packing into one interview because the second event happens before our next Our Town, so we can't do it in the month of August. But Megan Messmer is here with the city, Jamie Gorder, and Police Chief Tom Turner are all here. And we're going to start off with the block party that's coming up on July 19th. Megan, tell us a little bit about what's happening with that.
Yes, so we are planning our second block party. We had one last year to celebrate our 125th year. That was a huge success, and we heard from our community that they wanted to have another one. So that will be coming up in mid-July on July 19th from 5:30 to 10. We'll have live music, games, fun activities for your whole family to enjoy down in Old Town. We'll be at the same location as last year, which is between the Siusla River Bridge and Laurel Street, right in front of the Siusla River Interpretive Site.
Now, I don't remember saying anything in public last year, but I remember saying to things people that I was with, I said, we need to do this every year. It was such a fun event, such a fun activity. I know that the police department was down there, too, in full force and, and had a bunch of folks down there. And it was just a great time. I mean, you know, who doesn't like a great time?
Yes, it was. And we heard that from a lot of groups in town and a lot of members of the public that they enjoyed it. They felt that they could bring their whole family. It was fun. Good music. Everybody knew the words. Those are always good things for our community.
Now, last year we had things like rock painting and things like that. Is some of that going to be redone again this year? Or some new events?
Yes, so we are working on that right now. We've sent letters out to our nonprofits and different groups in town asking if they'd like to host some sort of activity for the public to do down there. That's what we're looking for, are fun activities that they can do at no cost to them. So they can come out with their entire families and see what our great community has to offer through our different organizations and then just enjoy a fun night in Old Town.
Now, Chief Tom Turner, I know your guys will be out, guys and girls will be out there, men and women, I should say, will be out there as well for this event. Do you guys have anything special planned for the block party?
No, other than to be down there. You should see us out on walking and on bicycles, out and about. To be there to assist anybody that may need something from us.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. That's always a good show. And it's one of those events where, you know, you guys are out there more to enjoy what's going on as well. Yeah. You know, God forbid we don't want anything, you know, major to happen. It's just nice to have a good representation from the entire city there.
Yeah, as always, and just as you guys have said, it's a great community event. Fun to be there. Fun for the officers to be there. So people really enjoy being down there. It'll be a nice event.
And I guess some people will be, if there's music, there's probably going to be dancing in the streets.
We hope so. Yeah. We are actually doing two other things with the block party this year. It's our second anniversary of being a Coast Guard city. So we are inviting our Coast Guard families out to help celebrate that. One of those aspects of being a Coast Guard city is to make sure that we're incorporating those families into our community in all aspects. So we're making a special effort to celebrate them and bring them out. So we're hoping that they'll have a boat out there like they did last year, as well as our other emergency response agencies.
I just spoke with Senior Chief Jay Nillis. Yeah. He's on Our Town today as well, and he was so thankful and so appreciative of the love and support that the community gave during the government shutdown. I'm pretty sure that they'll have a pretty big show out there for this block party.
Yeah, so it'll be a nice activity to get people to know those families. And then we're also using this as a kickoff to Power of Florence. We're partnering with them this year. Power of Florence will be the following Saturday, July 20th. So they'll be out there with their T-shirts and all the events that we'll be following on Saturday, so people can sign up to volunteer at those activities if they would like to.
What are the times for the block party?
So we'll start at 5:30 and go till 10. Music will start at 6 with an introduction from the mayor right before the music starts, and then we'll have activities out that entire night.
All right, that's going to be a great time. It's Friday, July 19th, and like you said, Power Florence follows on the 20th, the day after that. So now, coming up on August 6th is the second National Night Out that the City of Florence is participating in. Chief, tell us a little bit about the inception of National Night Out.
Well, so National Night Out started 35 years ago, now 36 years ago. Last year was our 35th anniversary. 16,000 departments across the country participate in this particular event. And so this is our second annual. We were thrilled with the way it went the first time. It brought a lot of people and community members down there in Miller Park, August 6th, 6 to 9 p.m. We expect to have a bigger, better, more fun than we had last time. And again, it's a community builder. It's originally designed as a community builder between the police and the community. And so it's a nice opportunity for people to meet the officers, to talk to the officers. They'll all be there in one capacity or another working this event, as well as a number of other people from across the city that help us put this event on. And we were so thrilled with how it went last year that we're really looking forward to it again. And a lot of that is in part due to our coordinator, Jamie Gorder, who dug right into this, and she's right at it again. And she is definitely our biggest cheerleader. And then she's got a lot of information as to where we're going from here and what's available this year.
All right, Jamie, what are some of the things we can expect coming up this year at the National Night Out, Part 2?
Part two. So we will have, you know, a variety of our first responding agencies from Florence, as well as, you know, the Coast Guard, Oregon State Police should have a presence, our tribal PD, Western Lane Ambulance, Cayusla Valley Fire. And then we'll also have some other local community partners like SOS, Cayusla Outreach Services, will have a table, and the Healthy Directions Community Coalition, the PTA. So a lot of people. And we have, like Chief Turner said, bigger, better, more inflatables. We're going to be, you know, having cotton candy at one section of the park and kind of games spread out. And we're actually going to have a live band this year. So that'll be really exciting. I know we had such a great community turnout last year, about 2,500, and I expect quite a bit more.
It should be a much much fuller Miller Park, this event.
Yeah, absolutely. And so what was really fun about last year is it's a very kid family centric sort of event. And with the help of the city and everybody that volunteers, not only with the city but from our community, it just really made it for a really fun, very family feel event.
Yeah, we had probably 35 to 40 different community volunteers, and I would say, I mean, a good solid 50% of, you know, City of Florence employees were there from 8 o'clock in the morning to help me go and get, you know, the food items from Eugene to 11 o'clock at night, you know, tearing down public works guys, brought these big lights out so we could still see. So it was a huge community partnership, a big event. So we're excited.
Now, what's the best way you find to interact with kids at the ages that they are, in the teenage and preteens? Because it's one of those things where in a small community, it would seem to me like it's easier to have those good relationships with young people than it would be, say, in a larger community like Eugene or Portland or somewhere around there.
Well, one of the things that's nice about an event like this is that you're there to have, you know, hamburgers and hot dogs and pop, and we got all the toys and stuff to play on and be with. It just makes things a lot more comfortable. The officers are on foot or on bicycles. They're very approachable. They're there to approach. And what's nice is that it's for them as well. So that's what National Night Out was all about, was kind of turning that around a little bit, where the police are there enjoying the community as well as the community enjoying the police. Mm-hmm. Because that's what needed to, that was that glue that needed to come in. And what's nice about Florence, and what I've always appreciated about here, is people know each other. And so it's important to get that opportunity to actually talk to a person, and that's exactly what this is supposed to be. So approachable, easygoing, have questions, whatever might come up. And it's a very flexible, easy type of event. With all this extra stuff on top of it, it just usually makes it a really good event for everyone.
Now, I remember last year, I remember seeing Daryl Sheets out there with OSP.
Yeah.
Are you going to have those folks out there again? Lane County Sheriffs?
As many as can show up.
It's open to all law enforcement,
first responders. So you have Cayusa Valley, Western Lane Ambulance, all the police agencies. And again, it's whatever they can afford to have go out there as a resource. They may have tables. They may just be out there walking around with the rest of us. So, and the Coast Guard has a big showing there as well. I mean, it's made for all of us just to come together and try to put on as good of a presence as we possibly can.
Well, it was a great event last year. It was really enjoyable, and it was good to see everybody out there. And I guess the thing we underappreciate most is the the hard work that goes into making something like this happen. And I know Jamie was probably pulling her hair out last year. Were you a little bit?
No.
Everybody truly worked together so
it
well.
It went
huh?
together so well and so easily. I mean, you have so many people that want to support this, and you know, like Chief Turner said, so many different agencies, and we have, you know, full support from the city to help get this going, that it just kind of starts to run itself. I mean, it's a pretty phenomenal thing.
Well, that's pretty cool. I hope again it's the same way this year for you.
Thank you.
Well,
yeah, it will be.
We still just to put in a little shameless plug there, we're still looking for donations of almost any kind. They can contact the police department.
Well, what kind of things do you need?
Well, cash would be
start. Okay, well, cash is always good.
What happens is we get a lot of donations from everything from the food to the presents that we have there to the raffle prizes, the bouncy houses. But some of that stuff, a lot of it, still you have to rent. It still costs money, mm-hmm. and they don't donate the entire cost. They'll right. donate a portion of it. So we still need money to make the event work. And last year, we enjoyed terrific support from the community. We're hoping for that same this year. And it's just one of those things. That's what it takes. And it was to provide the food and beverage for free was a fantastic deal for the community. And that's what we want to continue mm-hmm. to provide. But with that, there's some backing that's needed to make all of that function.
So we're about a month out now. So how can people get you donations? How do they need to do that?
Well, one of the easiest ways is they can certainly contact anybody at the police department, but certainly Jamie Gorder, and that's at 997-3515. The other thing is you can send donations to the Florence Police Department at 900 Greenwood Street, Florence, Oregon, and that'll work just as well.
All right, and just stipulate that it's for National Night Out.
Absolutely, and we can provide any kind of receipting or anything that people might want. And also, sometimes people have, I have X, whatever that might be. Could I provide that? And that's something that we'd certainly consider, whatever that might be.
I would have used a different letter than X, though.
Yeah, Jamie kind of runs through that. But we've had donations, like, for instance, a refrigerated truck is a real benefit to us. Something like that that somebody might just have, that's a huge benefit. Royal Oaks Charcoal from Eugene donates the barbecue and all the briquettes.
Oh, that's cool.
And that's just there's a cool opportunity as well. So something like that, we would certainly take into consideration. And again, you can just call us and we can go from there.
Yeah, and if anyone wants to volunteer, just contact me. You know, like Chief Turner said, Jamie Gorder at the Florence Police Department. If you'd like to volunteer, you know, hours, help out. If you have, you know, a giant, you know, like cornhole or a lawn game that your mm-hmm. family's not using and you want to donate it, or if you want to run that activity at the event, just contact me.
So who's going to be cooking? Do you have your cook set up for this year?
Oh, yeah. Yes. As always. Yes, we have people that clamor for that spot, believe it or not.
They rush over there. Yes. I'm going to flip burgers.
Yeah. We ordered special aprons for those guys.
And we have some extra long utensils, so keeps the heat down.
And keeps the hair from being singed on the arm. All right. So first off, the block party, Megan, is coming up on the 19th. Just remind everybody date and times for that.
July 19th from 5:30 to 10 p.m. Information for both of these events is on the city website, as well as our city's Facebook page. There's events created for both of them. Sponsorship information for both events are available there as well.
And August 6th for National Night Out from when to when?
6 to 9.
Thank you all for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
What a great time. And I hope you guys have a great event. I know I'll be out there and enjoy some of that. That'll be fun.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Next hour, we'll talk ADUs with Wendy Farley Campbell, and we'll talk with Nia Vollmer about a memorial event for Leah Goodwin on the July edition of Our Town.